Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to College Football Today Radio. We are live in Fort Collins at the Colorado State versus Hawaii game. They're about to kick off here shortly. Coach Bobo is on the sideline. He is healthy. We look forward to him, helping them succeed. He already gave him the pregame speech. He's ready, to go upstairs, and the quarterback coach will be calling the plays today for the offense. That is the only change, which is Ronnie Leston. Coach Leston will be calling plays from the sidelines. So KJ Carter Samuels, the quarterback for Colorado State, who transferred from Washington, will be ready, and feel comfortable with his quarterback coach, calling the plays. And one of the main reasons he came to Colorado State was Coach Bobo. So it's going to be a good game today. Cole McDonald is the up-and-coming young prospect, freshman, I believe, for Hawaii, that's going to play tonight. We're getting real close to kickoff here. Maddie Sperling is with us.
Hello.
She's been writing great articles, so she said, time to go on the radio show.
Yep.
So we're excited to watch. They got a whole preview on this game actually on collegefootballtoday.com. It's one of the first ones we did this year. It was about how Hawaii operates out of the run and shoot. He's a sophomore, Cole McDonald. So that's going to be, very interesting to see if he can live up to, that run and shoot big numbers that offense has historically put up in the past. Under coaches like Norm Chow and June Jones. So we will see. We don't really know. We're going to find out here tonight. I'm interested. We're at an undisclosed location in Fort Collins, Colorado, where it's very quiet, so we can host this show today. We have live footage of the game in front of us. We have live footage everywhere. So we are looking to have a good game today. I'm excited for Colorado State football. Coach Nick Rolovich comes here from Hawaii, all the way from Hawaii. It's his first year. Maddie, a little bit more. Well, you've been doing research
about the
first year.
Yeah. It's the first year at the stadium.
No, it's the first year that you're having Hawaii have the run and shoot coming
back.
Yeah,
they have that. He's in the NFL now. I believe they lost to the draft. He was one of the top 10 running backs in the country. Unfortunately, he's not with them anymore, so they're running back to the run and shoot. So it's their first year without him, and they're going to have to get back to sort of what they've been doing, sort of what they're known for.
Yeah.
Well, so it shouldn't be too much of a transition. I don't think that that's where they're really going to struggle with that transition. Losing a big part of your offense like that is always difficult, but I don't think it's going to be that big of an obstacle. So hopefully they can still make up a lot of points, even without him.
Looks like it's getting really, really close to game time here in Fort Collins, Colorado. We're very excited to call the first game of the season here, Hawaii versus Colorado State Rams. KJ McCarter Samuels transferred in here from Washington. He's looking like he's going to, put up a lot of numbers this season with the receiving core that's with the Rams. Everybody's really not mentioning them. They have some guys who can go up and get the ball. I think we're going to see a lot of deep passing, a lot of stuff downfield. Maddie said CSU's defense was supposed to be good this year, you said?
Well, they said, I read a prediction that it was predicting CSU to win, and one of the things they cited was that Colorado isn't as deep in their offense, but apparently this year I think they have a lot of the same guys together, which is why they predicted that.
The Rams have now ran out of the tunnel.
Yep. We just saw them run out of the tunnel.
The Rams run out of the tunnel and are ready to play at the new Camden Stadium, brand new stadium in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's beautiful out, 83 degrees and sunny, they said on the forecast.
They said that on the forecast. Yeah. We're here in Colorado and they're
here.
It is rain clouds, so we don't know about that.
A little bit of rain, but it's chilly. It's definitely not 83. But
it never, even when it says 80 here, it never feels like 80.
No.
It's not as high. There's no humidity here, so it's just kind of like sunny and dry, really.
I'm really excited to watch Johnny Ursula play. I hope I said that right. But he's one of the top Biletnikoff finalists this year, wide receiver for Hawaii. Very, very good wide receiver. It's going to be a good game. Cole McDonald, we're going to see what he's made out of today. Not on a lot of people's watch list, but supposedly has a camera. I watched film on him when he was younger in high school. Got a large roster here to look at today. Yep, and there you go. That's who they are mentioning on CBS Sports. We have multiple outlets right now that we're covering from. He led team in all receiving categories last year. Very great target. Like I said, I was just speaking of him. They were talking about KJ first. We already talked about him. Coach Rolovich, here we go. Here he is, 30-14 in his third season as the Hawaii head coach. Very, very, very impressive resume for him, bringing back the run and shoot.
We also have T-shirts with a Hawaii bio parody on our shop. We'll put the description in the – I mean, put the link in the description soon.
Coach Bobo is up in the box. He's up in the box ready to win. He's 21-18.
Which isn't bad, I feel like. He gets a lot of crap with for three seasons, I'm correct, right? Three seasons? That's not –
He hasn't really gotten any crap. They signed into a contract extension. 7-6 in every year. Not a bad job.
No, and I think he has more to offer, too, as the years go on, because he is from Georgia, which is maybe why people are giving him credit for defense, because he started off as, being on a team, being on an SEC team, big on defense.
Well, it looks like it's about time for kickoff today. It looks like the ball will be kicked deep off. The receiving team makes a fair catch anywhere inside their own 25-yard line. Ball is placed on 25. That's the new rule in college.
I think it's to minimize head injuries, because that's where the most injuries happen.
Yeah, so that would be the biggest reason to do it. It's just an interesting rule change. I didn't see it this year. Usually see it all.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules in the NFL, too, this year that a lot of people are mad about. There's a couple of
Number 96. Number 96 will be kicking off Brian. He's supposedly got a really strong leg, and no one puts the ball deep into the end zone. He's kicking off to number 8 for Hawaii.
Can we check who that is?
Number 8 is... And it's a deep kickoff, very deep kickoff, as I said. And number 8 for Hawaii is going to take a knee. About 7 yards deep, very good kickoff. As I said, Colorado State is known for having great special teams year in and year out. And that right there really showed the leg. I'm interested to see how Brian does this year. Number 13, Cole McDonald, is coming out onto the football field, points to the sky. Says, God, I'm going to need help today in Fort Collins. The defense is supposed to be pretty good, according to Maddie's sources. My sources told me they're 80th in the country last year.
I think it wasn't saying that they were going to be good, necessarily. I think it was just saying that...
Well, we're about to find out Cole McDonald in the shotgun. The running, the pistol. Running back moves up to the right.
There's a flag on the play.
Flag, and that will be...
Delay
a game. On the offense... 5-yard penalty.
It's always sad. Maybe you get a penalty for something as silly as that.
Yeah.
They give me that average.
Break the huddle. First and 15. Trips right. Wide receiver down low. 4 wide. Running back moves into out of the pistol again. Takes the draw. Hand off. Ooh, nice move. Makes a great cut to the inside. Little juke move. Got about a yard. Colorado State will take that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Colorado State will take that.
Now we're talking about the Hawaii starting offense. Their center left tackle. Is that I thought the Tagovailoa version.
There's a lot of different, and it is 2nd and 13 now with McDonald once again lined up in the pistol shotgun formation with the running back moving down to the left quickly. Ball is snapped. Ooh, Colorado State got pressure.
He's on the run.
And McDonald gains about 8 yards. Your 2nd and 13, yeah, about 8 yards on a scamper to the left. Avoided pressure very well. Looked like a disastrous play at first with the Colorado State defensive line getting very good pressure. It looked like Hawaii's offensive line is trying to cut block. They're all trying to cut block, and they avoided that cut very well. Cole McDonald ran over somebody on the CSU Geese at least. Ooh, 3rd and 5. Cole McDonald is lined up in the same style pistol formation with the running back moving down to the left. And we now have the traditional spread ball is snapped. Nice throw.
And that's a catch.
Nice catch. Yeah.
Past the 50, and he fouls around the.
Number 85 for Hawaii just made a phenomenal catch. That was really a nice throw.
Oh, there's a flag on the play.
There is another flag on the play. Another flag on the play. And it is on Colorado State. It was on Sportsmanlike Conduct. And it is a first down. Roughing the passer. Roughing the passer on Colorado State, which will move the ball up another 15 yards. Great throw.
Ooh.
That was questionable. I mean, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, the ball had left him a while ago.
It really wasn't. It was questionable. Oh, yeah, I wasn't doing that. Quarterbacks were going to put a skirt on him, like Jack Lambert used to say. Come on. All right. Pistol formation. Spread. Deuces both sides. Running back moves up to the right. Run and shoot. And it is a draw play. That is the only running play they really do out of this offense. It's hand it off and let them juke and jive. And
nice.
He went nowhere for a -3.
Chick-fil-A is presenting the starting defense for the Colorado Rams, the Colorado State Rams. I have Josh Watson.
And it is 2nd and 12. Once again, this is a trips right. Ball on the 30-yard line. Moving in. Little screen pass to the right. Moves the ball for about 8 yards. Scampers upfield very, very quickly. Very quickly. I'm very impressed with this McDonald so far, by the way. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He makes really good, good decisions with the football so far. Does well under pressure. Right now, it is 3rd down, though. 3rd down and 4. This is a critical 3rd down to start the game. We'll see if Colorado defense can step up and make a stop. Ball is snapped. Ball is thrown. First down on the speed out route to number 8. Nope, that's number 6, I think. Number 6 for Hawaii once again. Play there. The outside receiver ran a slant route and was able to kind of pick off the guy that's covering the out route, and he was able to hit it very fast. Made a very quick decision. Cole McDonald, very, very good drive. Very amazing opening drive so far for Hawaii. Colorado State has been picked to win by 17 in the sports betting world. Cole McDonald runs up the field for about 2 yards, a yard or two. After realizing there was nothing there, 2nd and goal. 2nd and goal, nice tackle by number 33 from Colorado State.
Why last season there, looks like they're talking about their, how well they do in the red zone.
And say their names for them if you can. Find their names for these guys that are playing well for Colorado State. And do much research on the D-line. They're playing very well thus far against the run. Oof. Incomplete. They tried to speed out to the right. McDonald was rolling, throwing to number five. And he was not successful. It is now 3rd and goal. 3rd and goal, Hawaii. Is typically good in there. They put up a lot of points. The Colorado State, I mean, they're thankful that K.J. Carter-Samuel's transferred here. They had a lot of quarterback questions coming into this season. Here we go. Last year's quarterback got hurt. third and goal. 8-yard line draw up the middle. Interesting call. Interesting call, third and goal. He's still running. He's still running, pushing the pile, giving it all he's got. Runs down to about the 4-yard line. Third and 8, red zone, opening drive like that. Man, let the kid. The kid, but I guess, is he planning on going for it? He might be. He might be. Will they take the 3 points? I'd go for it. I mean, the ball is placed on for a little bit inside the 4-yard line. Donald is once again set in the same formation. Looks very comfortable. His opening drive so far, sophomore quarterback out of California.
That's your call. They make 10 of their 23.
Oh, that's back down. That touchdown. Touchdown, Hawaii. So let's touchdown, Hawaii. Number 6. Who's number 6?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Touchdown, Hawaii. They're coming on to kick the point after a great throw. Okay, once again by McDonald. 4th and 4. Throws a quick in route. Looks like a double slant. And he worked back inside and got the touchdown. Colorado defense is not starting out well. Extra point is kicked and up and good. And the score rests at 7-0. Hawaii. Well, in about 10 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first quarter. And number 5 made a great play right there. Breaking back to the inside. That is what I'm talking about. Adam McDonald does some big time throws they're looking for in the NFL. He laid that drive very easily down the field. Looked very comfortable operating the run and shoot. Looked to have all the intangibles, arm strength, accuracy, timing. It was all really, 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 really good on the first drive. Let's see if Colorado State can make any adjustments and get guys up, in their face. They're doing a real good job at picking guys, though, in man-to-man coverage off the guy. So it creates that little bit of separation as, seen on the game right now. You see the Patriots run those plays a lot, little pick plays. Just rub them, bump them by accident. They ran into your space. So that's the great thing about playing offense. I mean, you know where you're going. The defense doesn't. So it's a very great advantage. So take advantage of it. Coaches, players, wide receivers, use every little way you can to create separation for your quarterback, make his life easy. Quarterbacks love that. It's like having great linemen up front that can block. You know you got time in the pocket. When you got a receiver that can create separation, you can make any throw you want because he's going to know where to be and you're going to know how to create separation. So that's why he did very good at the first drive. I got to practice against the run and shoot offense for a month. It was a grueling month in August. And I think I did really well. I wasn't allowed to post defense anymore. I did so well like in practice because I just, I'm very competitive. And I like shutting stuff down. So 10 drives in a row with Maxwell Award winning quarterback Shannon Patrick pulling his hair out.
Anyway, we're back in fourth column. You're just tuning in. The score is 7-0. Hawaii is up 1-0.
Number five.
I was going to say, I was looking at the roster. John Usua.
I was just talking about it. How did I forget Usua?
You were really saying number 6, and I was looking around, and I was like,
there is no number 6.
It's number 5.
Murph is stupid. All right. Post trying to back in the wall.
We're going to review the last play, last scoring touchdown play.
He stuck it like he was going to go hard to the outside, and they thought he was going, and he stuck it back inside. Kickoff. Kicker approaches the football, strikes it with his left foot to the left corner of the field. About the 10-yard line, it's caught. Oof. Oof. Somebody got laid out on that play.
Colorado State will start at about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Colorado State will start at about the 25. There's a flag
down.
It is getting very chippy out there today. very chippy. They are starting to. I said number 23 on Colorado State got laid flat on his back. I mean, unearthed.
That would be Dylan Colley.
That stinks. Don't post say his name. Got unearthed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, let's add that.
I was holding on Colorado State on Jay Walker.
Wow, so Jay Walker got called for holding. That's just a, you know, mistake that can't be made.
Jaden Walker.
Bus number 23.
From Georgia.
Bus number 23. Here's it. Oh, on my back.
Ooh.
Yeah, he ate it.
It looks like the play was... Oh, that didn't look like that, but I don't know.
Still got put on his back.
He'll be
good.
He'll be okay.
He looked like he was okay.
It
is now. The ball's placed at the 15-yard line. Speed sweep to the left. Nice play. Nice play. Next, oh, we nice. Ran him over. Got about 3 yards. Toughness there. So some tough running.
And so far, there's been the second or third penalty within the first 5 minutes of the game.
This is KJ Carter Samuels. It's his first, you know, drive as a. As a Ram. He was a Washington last year, hands off again. Nope, good fake, and overthrows him. Overthrows the guy, it is 3rd and 7. Ball is still on about the 18. Curtis Samuels is wearing number 1 for the, I guess that's because he was number 2 for Washington for so long.
Let him live.
So well. Ball is snapped. 3rd and 7. Uh-oh. Good throw. Good catch. First down. Ball on the 30-yard line. 13-yard completion up the right side of the field by KJ Carter Samuels. Number 1 for Colorado State. Number 16, Foster, is lined up at the wingback. He's a big-time tight end prospect. The ball is snapped, and it is a run again up the middle. Oh, they got the momentum moving for Colorado State. Ball is moved 7 yards down the field. I feel like I'm in a Kentucky Derby race. This is the type of offense they like to run here at Colorado State. Matthews is lined up. Nice run up the gut. KJ Carter Samuels, ball is that Matthews again. Oh, my God. Stop.
You sound like an auctioneer.
3rd and 3. We're 2nd and 4. They had some momentum. He should have hit the cutback lane. Izzy did not get Drizzy. We need to get Drizzy and hit the back cutback lane, my friend. You can Drizzy whatever you want on sriracha sauce, anything. Just we need some sauce. Izzy Matthews, senior, has had a great career here at Colorado State in Fort Collins, Colorado. 123 rushes. Carter Samuels, good throw. Is it enough? Yes. He did it. Oh, give him the spot. No. That was a bad spot. Bad spot by the H referee. I don't know what the H is. Helper? Because he's a helper because that was a bad call.
I would be if I was Carter Samuels.
First down.
Right.
Yeah, he still spotted it short. It was a bad call, short. About a half a yard. Lined up in the I formation, pro. Motion right, tight end, KJ Carter Samuels under center once again. His first drive is looking to go advantageous for the CSU Rams. The ball is snapped, I formation, and Izzy's getting Drizzy.
First down,
11-yard gain. Izzy Matthews looking like, I need to eat, dog. Feed me. Beast mode. He went beast mode. Good job, 11-yard gain. Colorado State, ball is snapped once again very quickly, and another run by the great Izzy Matthews. That looks like it's another 5-yard gain up to the right side. Great job by the Colorado State offensive line in opening up these great running lanes for Mr. Matthews to run through. Now Colorado State switches it up, comes out shotgun, which Foster, I believe, a tight end lined up to the right. Ball is thrown to him. Nice play. Way to use the big man. KJ Carter Samuels making very, very, very good decisions. Like the other quarterback on his first drive. This is going to be a shootout, they say. it was very wise to bet the over. Every article I read, that's all that people seem to care about with this game. And the ball is thrown. Just a little bit off to number, I think, 8 for Colorado State. Great coverage by number 4 for Hawaii. He was in his hip pocket. But it was holding. We got a holding call, though, on Colorado State, not becoming.
It's their 3rd penalty this game.
He says, we had a holding call. That is not good. Yep, that's a hold. I mean, he bear hugged him and smashed him down the side and fell on him. That is a hold.
Not much
okay.
question about it.
No, not much question. That was a good flag by the referee. 1st and 20, ball on the 48-yard line. Ball is snapped to KJ Carter Samuels. He bounces in the pocket. Very, a lot of time. Great job on the offensive line. Completes the about 12 to 10-yard dig curl route inside to number, what do we got there? What do we got? Number, he's not going to turn around, people. So, but it's a great play. Great play. Now that he needs the 2nd and 8. Way to get that penalty back by KJ Carter Samuels. Great job by the Colorado State offensive line. They look like they are doing well tonight. Another run play. Number 95 stops him dead in his tracks before anybody can get going. Oh, yes, there was a flip snap throw by KJ Carter Samuels. I thought it was a run play. They did so good on the fake. And number 95 for Hawaii, defensive tackle, was able to swat the pass down. Great play. Great play. KJ Carter Samuels lines up in shotgun again. Ball is on the 36-yard line now. Ball is snapped. KJ steps up in the pocket. KJ delivers a great pass on the dig route, and he is on the, he's off to the races and gets down to about the 10-yard line and out of bounds at the 11. That is Williams, number 11 for Colorado State. He's a go-getter, as Young Jeezy likes to say. Great run up the sideline, and he's out of bounds. I would look for him or Foster getting the ball up in the air here. They got a lot of jump ball receivers at Colorado that can go up and get a KJ. Carter Williams is extremely blessed. And they go up to that side again. Oh, great, great coverage. Great coverage by number 4. Once again, Hawaii shaking his head saying, no, not my house, dog. It's my island over on this over here. He said, I even learned how to surf while I was in Hawaii. Number 11 Williams is like, yo, feed me. I need it. KJ Carter Samuels is lined up second ball at the 10-yard line.
That's Preston Williams.
Preston Williams. I remember him. He's on mine. Touchdown. Yes. He went up and got it. Like I said, that is number 81. With a great pass and catch from KJ Carter Samuels to number 81. Johnson.
Ola PC Johnson.
Ola PC. I wrote about
him
as well.
He's from Lakewood, Colorado.
He's from Colorado native.
Mm-hmm.
Catches the ball from a former Husky. How about that? Nice play, KJ Carter Samuels. That is what Colorado State Nation wants to see. Ball is snapping the extra point. Oof, very, 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 very low kick. It went through the uprights. 7-7. And she asked where KJ Carter Samuels' teeth were. Probably got knocked out as quarterback. Tough quarterback from Washington.
Maybe that's a testament to his resilience and his grit. Is missing his 2 front teeth.
He misses both of them? He's missing both.
He's missing both.
Well, Colorado State looks good on offense. If they can just get some stops on defense and make a play or two. It's all going to come down. It's going to be like an arena football. Whoever can make some turnovers and get the extra possessions is going to win.
Yeah, this looks like it's very going to be a very offensive.
It's going to be a shootout. Gunslingers. We don't know how to play defense in the Mountain West. That's for Fresno or Boise State. Wyoming's looking good this year. Colorado State's going to they're gonna get it together here.
Still got the home advantage.
If you haven't heard in the news, Mike Bobo was treated for a peripheral neuropathy. He was just hospitalized. He's out of the hospital. He released the other day, was at practice, gave a speech before the game. Looks like he's doing much better. So that's good for Colorado State. Last year, Colorado State had a very successful home opener against Oregon State. They're looking for a repeat on that. They won 52-27 in that contest last year. Bobo's 15-19 in Mountain West play. So, you know, he's looking to improve on that to move, you know, Colorado State to the next level. They've been sitting in the same spot for a while. 7-6, like I said, the last three seasons, trying to figure out how they can make that next jump. Maybe join the Pac-12, something like that.
That would probably be the ultimate goal in mind if I was. Yeah,
we got to win the Mountain West first, and I think they got a good shot with this new quarterback who's, you know, he's been around for a little bit. He's seen a lot, so that's a good thing for Colorado State. The Rams.
They're actually, it's a horned sheep is the actual, like, map, like the ones that, the, you know, the real life ones that they bring around and the ones that are native to Colorado. Actually, horned sheep. I think you missed it. I think you were driving, but I saw one when we were driving to the town up here in beautiful Colorado.
It is beautiful up here in Colorado. It is 7-7, 5:26 left in the first quarter. Colorado State's going to kick off. Ball placed at the 35-yard line. The ball is struck, and once again, touchback. About a 70-yard kickoff. 5 yards deep in the end zone. KJ Carter-Samuels looks very good today in his opening contest with the Colorado State Rams, his first game as a starter. Why he's wearing number one, because he's been number two for so long. Bobo looks excited up there, trying to not get, you know, don't get too overworked now. Just sit down. Why? He lined up in the pistol. Running back just scoots over a tad, and that shows run. That shows run. Oh, man. They need to pick that up. They have a key. A key in the run and shoot. There's little keys that can tell you if they're going to run it or pass it. I just seen one. Every time he don't scoot up all the way for next year, he's back a little bit. He's trying to get that downhill. Running start, nice run, 13-yard gain by Hawaii, lined up in the same formation once again, and they're gonna go to the well once more, and yes, the well was not dry. 6-yard gain up the left side of the sideline. They are not playing defense for the Colorado State Rams. Up front, they are getting manhandled as well. So both offensive lines are doing an extremely good job in this contest today. Very impressive. They're just going to have to find a way.
Same offensive voice it has to be.
Once again, 2nd and 5, same formation. Another draw play. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. 1st down, 10 yards up the left side. Number 21 for Hawaii. Very extremely talented runner in the zone running scheme. Great job by Hawaii. They just manhandled the
Freddie Holly. He is from Riverside, California.
Riverside, what up? Yo.
The redshirt freshman.
Torching college. But that was because it is. I just seen 3 Colorado State linemen get manhandled up front by the left side. This Hawaii offensive line, great job finding the hole, though. Ooh, nice throw. Hawaii just completes a 15-yard pass by McDonald downfield on a dig route to Ursula again.
John Urso, he is on fire today.
Johnny Urso is on my Maxwell watch list. That's how good. that on College Football Today's watch list. We voted him in. I was fighting for days, staff at College Football Today, to get that done. Great catch again. Man, this offense is looking good at Hawaii. 32-yard line going in. Colorado State is out in a 5-2 front. And it is off to the races. McDonald's down the sideline. He gets out of bounds at about the 9, running the veer option play. They set that up well. Run. What's his name, the dude from Riverside? Holly?
Yeah,
Freddie Holly. Ran Holly 3 times. Great run. Set it up. Boom, they all crashed down. Thought Holly was going to get it. McDonald did a great job keeping the ball around the corner. First down and goal. Ball is snapped out of the shotgun again. They're going to pound the rock once more. Holly down to the 5. Colorado State's defense is looking like the 80th ranked defense in the country. It was last year. This is not good for the Colorado State Rams. Holly the 3rd.
Freddie Holly.
Go. McDonald is in the cockpit play here in the huddle. I like this style of offense, actually. Wasn't a fan of the JUCO level run and shoot, but I'm a fan right now of this new role of this run and shoot. McDonald running, follows a 6-yard line out of the shotgun. It's a pass, I know already. And nice catch on the out. Oh, is that Johnny Urso fights to the 1-yard line. That was an amazing catch and throw, honestly. He was covered, still caught the football. Number 14 tries to bring him down. Number 7 makes a great hit. Should have wrapped up better because Urso almost was able to get that into the end zone for another 6 points for the Hawaii Warriors.
He tried to reach out to it.
It's the first time we've ever seen an I formation, and here we go, stuffed. Ball is stuffed at the 3-yard line, at the -2 line. That's why they run the run and shoot, because they aren't good when they get close together. But we'll see. I wouldn't have changed much. Now this 4th and goal. Ran right into number 33 once again. Makes a nice play for Colorado State on the tackle for a loss. 4th and goal. Minute left in the 4th quarter. McDonald's under center once again. They're going for it. They do not trust their defense to be able to stop Colorado State. So they're going to try and get as many points as they can. That is what it is. Timeout. Timeout by Hawaii. They're going to talk about it. God bless you, Mrs.
Thank
Maddie Sperling. I think they're going to talk about it. Well, there was a penalty, too. So I think it was a delayed game. They might have got a timeout in before the delayed game. That's why they called the timeout. We are not positive, but right now they are huddled up talking about this next crucial 4th and goal for Hawaii. That's a nice throw. This is the touchdown they scored on earlier. They're showing on CBS Sports Network.
Touchdown by John Urso.
Johnny Ursawa. Johnny on the block. Johnny with the Biletnikoff, possibly, if he keeps up the great, outstanding work with Cole McDonald, young sophomore, up and coming, looking like a young Colt Brennan. We did terrible with the Washington Redskins, as every other quarterback did, besides Kirk Cousins did all right. Everybody else kind of. Another timeout is called. Colorado State, Jancic, I think his last name, I just wrote about him recently. New defensive coordinator. I think he was at the University of Tennessee, I'm pretty sure. CSU is the favorite to win this contest by 17 points. Right now, the defensive line is not living up to par. This could be a game we see a lot of points. And they're gonna kick the field goal. Hawaii changes their mind, and they're going to run the kicker out onto the field from the right hash. and let's see how their special teams is this year. The ball is up, and it is good. Splits the uprights from about 28-yard field goal, I think. And now it is 10-7, Hawaii, at almost the end of the first quarter, 1 minute and 18 seconds remaining. I don't know. I don't know if that was a good call or not. They scored on the last fourth and goal they got. So
it's early in the game.
But, yeah, I would take the points. It's smart.
It doesn't matter when you just go for it every time.
Sometimes you got to go against the grain. To fake the field goal. You know.
In the first quarter.
Yeah. We don't do commercial breaks until the end of the quarters. I got to use the bathroom. Maddie might talk, might not. But, yeah, that's when the break will be. End of the first, end of the quarters. Halftime, we switch to another show that we're going to be starting for the second half. So we can take a break at halftime. Very excited, though, this year to be covering and doing the radio, College Football Today radio. I run another company as well. I help run College Football Today, and I help, you know, I run a company called Scout Trial. We help players, you know, get seen and get exposure at the next level to try and play for some of these teams. As you know, recruiting today is very competitive, very, you know, media driven, very, you know, meticulous. It's a meticulous process. And being able to have somebody guide you as a coach, you know, through different, you know, avenues and stuff like that to help that is always a benefit. And it has been to a lot of our athletes at Scout Trout. So I'm thankful that that went so well that I get to do this. And saw Hawaii versus Colorado State today in Fort Collins. I will be doing videos after the game, the celebration. I think Ursula is going to have a great game today. I think Coach Bobo looks healthy, looks like he's, you know, doing okay, which is very good to see for Fort Collins and the Colorado State faithful, because they were scared. Everybody's a little scared to lose. They can't lose the whole ball coach right for, you know, week one. So
Week zero. Even before week one. Week zero.
Zero. Hawaii, they're showing their island helmets.
They're representing the state of Hawaii today. I saw something on Twitter about it earlier today. Proudly, they're putting it with a sticker.
Kickoff. Number from the 35. Into the end zone. Brought out, though. And he is kicking down swiftly at the 17-yard line. What were you saying about their representing the state of Hawaii today?
Those are actually stickers, sort of like a representative thing. It's a matter of pride for the state. Many of the Hawaii's are their in-state. It's one of those collegiate teams, much like Iowa, that gets a lot of their players from in-state. So overall, it's another one of their pride.
KJ Cartesian is put in his mouthpiece, tastes like dirt. He's under center, puts his hands between the legs of center, who's about to snap the football. I formation, downhill, Izzy getting drizzy again, dragging the pile for about a 9-yard gain, 8-yard gain. The refs really are spotting these guys short today. I'm not a fan of these referees at Canvas today. Great job by the offensive line, number 71. Very good job right there. Taylor pushing the pile. Move that boy real quick. Offside on the defense. I think, unless he drew him offside, yep, encroachment. You are not allowed to encroach. And that is a 5-yard penalty for Colorado. Good job on the cadence by a veteran quarterback to draw number 99 offside, who was really pinning his ears back and about to come hard.
Number 9 is Zeno Choi.
Zeno Choi, number 51. He's a big boy.
Big boy.
Meeks, is that Meeks? Meeks looks like he's been to Spoons a few times.
Colby Meeks
has been to Spoons. All right, Carter Samuels steps up in the pocket, deep throw. Intercepted. That is an interception by the Hawaii defense is back. Carter Samuels is not happy about it. Number 99 got great pressure on him after making a big mistake on the encroachment penalty. Pins his ears back once more, times it perfectly, and he was in there very quickly. Great swim move. Great swim move on that tackle. And then the ball was underthrown to 81. Number 8 for Hawaii was the man of the hour right there. To jump in front of that pass the way he did, he read that book to a T. I mean, it was easy to use coverage. The ball should have been thrown. He's going to throw that ball to 81. Things McDonald, he should have threw the ball up high, very high, and he didn't get enough mustard on it because of the pressure put on by number 99. And, yeah, there we go. Let's hope that's not the one turnover I was talking about. I said the team that creates more turnovers this game will win the football game. If you haven't checked out collegefootballtoday.org yet, our news feed has been updated with a new contributor, William Cruz III. He is very good, wrote a very good descriptive story about Rice and Prairie View A&M and why he thinks possibly Prairie View might pull an upset today, too. I believe they're playing right now, too, as well. So we have a Prairie View Rice update possibly coming soon. We'll let you know about that, those tuning into collegefootballtodayradio.org.
It is a 7-19 Prairie View, or 7-19 in the second quarter. Towards the end of the second quarter, it's Prairie View 7, Rice Owls 19.
So William Cruz III couldn't be wrong on his first prediction, and so could I. I think Colorado State was going to win this game today, 30-27. I kind of had to. I lived in Fort Collins, but. Big fan of this McDonald kid. Yeah, he's a very good quarterback. So, KJ looked good on the first drive. Not on the second drive with that, but that was really it. It was his fault. He held on the ball, split second too long. You know, should have let it fly a little split second too early. But, you know, I wrote an article about that. You know, football, they say it's a game of inches. I say it's a game of tenths of a second. Cole McDonald looks very good in the pocket tonight. Is able to escape pressure well. Throws the short pass as well. Throwing the ball downfield well. This is a different running shoot. I believe that was a floor. This ain't the running shoot. I don't know. Cole McDonald, a quarterback, ball on the 33-yard line, about to be snapped. Ball is snapped, and Hawaii was definitely offsides on that play. Wide receiver just was a little too early. This isn't Canada or the Arena League. You are not allowed to get a running start. There's 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Cole McDonald.
E-I-E-I-O.
Cole McDonald is now 22 yards last season, 5-19. Probably got some, you know, garbage time at the end of the game, getting prepared. Got his hands up, ready to receive a snap ball. Placed now at a 27, 1st and 15, and they're going to run the rock. Great sidestep juke by the running back. And he gets about 4 or 5 yards. Almost gets the penalty yardage back. It's going to be like 2nd and 10, 2nd and 11 coming up. For the Hawaii Warriors, which that could end. That will end the first quarter. They will let the clock run out. They will switch sides. We will be back here in 1 second. College Football Today Radio, Hawaii versus Colorado State. Great catch, showing highlights. It's been an interesting contest so far. We're making really good timing today. We will be back after taking a bathroom break.
Quarter. We have a quarterback shootout between Cole McDonald and KJ Carr-Samuels. We can also talk about a lot. We can't talk about college football on, this day in August 2018 without talking about the recent scandal with Urban Meyer. It started out back in July with their wide receiver coach, Dan Smith, getting arrested for criminal trespassing at his ex-wife's house. As things went forward, more things came to light about the history starting back in 2009 of domestic violence charges. Well, it also came about she finally got criminal restraining order, and all of these, criminal charges, but police reports, a lot of different criminal claims by Courtney Smith in order to protect her children against her husband. She was still being employed under Urban Meyer. Further, Urban Meyer denied any knowledge of any of this, but it was clear later on that he did have knowledge and he continued to employ Zach Smith. There was even things with Shelley Meyer knowing a lot about it and talking to Courtney Smith through it. It finally resulted in Urban Meyer admitting that he knew about things that happened in 2015 and then giving sort of after only getting three game suspension, giving a press conference that allowed to look at was insincere, especially since he failed to acknowledge Courtney Smith as a victim of domestic violence. Kind of gave I'm sorry, we're in this situation, fake apology, which is probably the worst kind. We've all been there. It didn't feel like it felt icky to a lot of people. Today he gave a Twitter announcement apology to all the victims of domestic violence. A lot of people feel that it's a little too little, a little too late. Many people feel that the Ohio State program has a little bit tarnished itself and given itself a reputation that it values winning above all, which, again, leaves us a little bit of an icky taste in our mouth. Nothing against really Ohio State, but they did miss an opportunity to make a statement against domestic violence. It's no secret, with Ray Rice in 2014, that the world of college football may have an issue with it. But we're back. Enough about the sad stuff. Let's get back to
football's back. Post-Trump back in the house. They got all types of fans here. Cowboys fans, Colorado State fans, obviously. Dancing, enjoying the weather, 83 degrees. All the college students just came back. And, right now, Hawaii is winning the contest 10-7. Started the second quarter. Hawaii lined up in the pistol formation once again, moving the back. He did not creep up that time, so it shows pass. Oh, over. Nice throw by McDonald once again. That's about a 17-yard completion up the middle. Another great snap throw by McDonald. Read the defense well, came back, found the open man. Found the gap in the defense. Colorado State does not seem to be flying to the football and reading plays tonight very well. And they're up in press coverage on the outside trying to get a bump on the top. They're on the bottom. They are off. Kind of maybe a zone man concept here. And, almost sacked McDonald from the right side. McDonald escapes pressure once again and scampers up the sideline for a first down.
And he evades a tackle as well. He stays safe.
He's a dog. That's what the defense is saying right now. They're going, man, tomorrow's National Dog Day. We didn't think one was going to show up this early. Poor Connors is known for having a lot of dogs. They didn't know Hawaii had them like that. Watson, number 55, is gassed. He looks like he's tired of running out to. Have you not been practicing number 75? The big boy for Hawaii. He's been protecting McDonald very, very well this game. Ball is snapped. downhill again. Oh, fake, great fake by, oh, and it's a first down toss to the left by McDonald to number six. Number eight for Hawaii. No, that's number six. Bird, number six, just caught the pass. Number eight, who got the interception for Hawaii, the big play that started this drive. Wolovich is pacing up and down the sideline, saying, let's go. They want to snap that football. They take a little more time than Hawaii, though. I mean, than Colorado State's offense. A little more time. And left tackle. Nice throw. Catch. Incomplete. Very good coverage by number 11 for Colorado State. Very quickly. It was just a quick concept route. Just rolled left and tried to throw the quick out. And
again, that's Preston Williams.
Preston Williams. And he tried to take what, you know, the defense gave him.
Oh.
And Fogel, number 11 for Colorado State, had 71 tackles last season and 2 interceptions. He's a big key piece at free safety. He needs to make some big plays today for Colorado State to come through in this contest against Hawaii. And it is 2nd and 10. And it is, they're getting loud at Colorado State. And his play got so loud that it caused number 75, the big dancing bear for Hawaii, to jump off sides on the left side of the football. Offside, that will be 5 yards. That will cost Hawaii 5 yards. That is another false start. We've seen a lot of false starts in week zero because it's fresh in the season. Sometimes the noise can get to people. Kind of like he might have been Drew offside. He was coming number 95 off the edge, but he jumped backwards. I'm telling you, every time the running back scoots up to run, they don't really switch it up. I've seen it. Every time he's back, up, now it's a traditional pistol. He's moving up to pass. Up, screen pass. Beautiful play. Shovel pass up the middle. And it is a near first down for Hawaii. Great job running up the middle. Great job blocking by the big Hawaiian offensive line, which features a lot of Hawaiian walk-on players and scholarship players like Mabby was talking about. Great run up the middle, great flip, great play call overall. They try and snap the ball quickly, and it backfires. Backfires miserably. Did not give me enough time to call the play, number 95, King. Shit, not in my house, number 55. No longer looks gassed. He looks like he brought the juice back. Maybe drank some Gatorade.
Number 95 is Richard King.
Richard King.
From Aurora, Colorado, another homegrown Colorado boy.
Dick King is a boss.
It's a boss.
Fourth and two. This is a big defining moment right here. Do they have the edge? So they talk about it, Colorado State. Ball is snapped. Nice throw by, oh my gosh, McDonald just said, you know what? Edge this. He threw it out there to, once again, Blitnikov, Wasserman, member Arsawa, who's also on the mound. Johnny, the real Johnny football, runs the very nice, finds a gap in the defense. You know, gets in the soft spot, throwing over the top of number 7's head. He just would have turned around and put his hand up, though, knowing the ball was coming, it would have been a different story. See, that's the difference between timing and knowing when to throw the football. And this McDonald kid looks like he's well coached by Rolovich. Ball is snapped. Run play. And McDonald scampers off to the left. It looks like he's going to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
McDonald takes it all the way. Really ran that play like a Le'Veon Bell. He ran the read option and then just kind of like made sure he set up his blocks and just set up his blocker as well and took it 13 yards for a touchdown. It is 17-7. Colorado State fans are not happy.
No, they're probably so happy. They're a beautiful Fort Collins. But as of the game, probably not.
Oh, they come out in the untraditional formation and they're going for two and it works. No, it does not. Incomplete. It was wide open. They lined up in that freaking, I don't even know what it's called, swinging gate formation on PAT, and it backfired. And you know, Coach Rolovich was not happy about that at all. I mean, it was there. They just needed to execute, and whoever was in that position did not execute properly.
So I apologize earlier. We had needed to update our roster. Number 8 who on Hawaii who got the touchdown, his name is Eugene Ford. He's from Venice, California, the sophomore. Well, as Cedric Bird is our number 6. That was he's also from Los Angeles. So Hawaii is mostly made up of guys from California and Hawaii.
Yes.
Both teams have, this is unsurprisingly, we both know college recruiting very well, but both teams obviously have players from Georgia. It seems that no team in the entire FBS is without a player from Georgia. It's hard to resist going to that talent-rich state.
Georgia's winning. They're winning. The RecruitGeorge.com does a really good job of promoting their players from that state. Very good information about the athletes. We have a lot of players from Georgia at Scout Trout that, a lot of young players, a lot of phenomenal up-and-coming young players that, like Dax Reese and just tons of players that, you know, I've seen that can really, are taught football from a very young age. That kind of seems to be the common denominator in it all. They get coached young. Colorado State football is losing right now, 16-7 after a failed two-point conversion by Hawaii Warriors. Great idea, great play. I like the call. It just wasn't executed. So Coach Rolovich's offense looks unstoppable. Can make more plays on Colorado State's offense. They might be moving up. We know what that means. We know what that means. Moving on up to the east side. I finally got a piece of pie. McDonald's is just, he's a baller, though. He's a baller. I'm a fan of Mountain West football. I think it's on the up and coming. That's why we decided to cover it this year. And I was asked, I had like 3 conferences I could have covered for college football today. And out of the 3 they gave me, I chose the Mountain West. Because it's just, you know, one of those conferences that's up and coming. It's got a lot of great talent. Fresno State is a very smart football program. So is San Jose State. They've actually offered Tobin Phillips, one of the athletes at Scout Trout class of 2020, has got an offer from Fresno State. They obviously know what they're doing over there at Fresno State. That kid is a phenomenal defensive tackle.
You can do it with one arm.
Yeah, do it with one arm.
When you say that about, like, you could also, not exactly a handicap, why not? You could use it to, as a weapon to your advantage.
Well, that was old school, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you used those as clubs.
No rules, really, back in the day.
Hawaii's about to kick off to Colorado State football, which is not a good opening start, not a good opening first quarter, but there's a lot of football left to play, and Hawaii shows off his strong leg and puts the ball about 8 yards deep into the end zone for a touchback. Number 11, Carter Samuel's number 1. He wears number 1 because he was number 2 for so long, Washington Huskies. And he is ready to redeem himself. Colorado State faithful do not look like they look scared.
Oh, that Preston Williams, the guy who said, looks so hungry, guess where he's from? Georgia.
Georgia. The ball was about to be snapped behind the fridge. Meeks, too. Carter Samuels, 25-yard line. Speed option. Carter Samuels on the read option. Little beer action out of the shotgun. Takes 7 yards up around the corner, showing why he wears number 1. He's 7-for-11. He is not playing bad. They're 1 interceptions, which people are going to remember, though, so far. He needs to redeem himself, and the ball is handed off to Iggy. He's got some good power running style. Gains about 2.5-3 yards. The ball is short, though. Once again, you're about a yard short of the first down of the line to gain. The line to gain is now a yard away. They line up quickly in quarterback sneak. Carter Samuels pushes the pile, and it's going to be a Colorado State first down. They can't deny that spot. 2-3 yard push by Carter Samuels reminds me of a young man out of Oak Hill, Ohio, named Caleb Johnson. He used this QB sneak for 5 yards at a time. He was so big. He's going to be playing at Marist, doing the same thing in college. Out of shotgun, pistol, out of the pistol peak formation. Iggy Matthews out of the back, and the ball is handed off. And it is a great run by, oh, here we go. Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. That is not Iggy Matthews. That is number 32. Who is number 32?
Marcus McElroy.
So
from Denver.
Oh, he's from Denver, Colorado, with a stiff arm. Comes in, oh, great running style, great downhill attack.
5'11", 218.
That's great size
for a running back.
That's my size. That is good size. Nice snap to the quarterback once again. They go back to McElroy, and there is nowhere to run number 91. The defensive line for Hawaii is stout. Very stout. Marcus McElroy, Denver, Colorado. You were right, 5'11", 218, sophomore in Denver, Colorado. Said, you know what? It's my time to shine. Iggy, go take a seat real quick. You ain't getting busy enough. I got the juice. Here we go. It is 43-yard line. Ball is about to be snapped. 2nd and 8 going in. Once again up, and it's given to McElroy, and it's a great, great give by Carter Samuels.
Almost got back there.
Six yards. Third down now. 3rd and 3, it looks like. Good play call. It was a good give. He would have kept that. He would have got drilled.
Mm-hmm.
So Carter Sanders makes another good decision on the read option on the give play. Rolls to the right. Nice play. Good play to get the first down. Good safe play out route to their very reliable and steady tight end. Looks like a tight end. I don't know. Is he a receiver? Tight end? Big guy. Number nine.
He's a wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Warren Jackson.
Wide receiver. They have some big receivers. Yeah, and their body goes nowhere.
You're right. He is big. He's 6'6", 219.
Yes. Skinny, though. He looks skinny. No, he's not for a wide receiver. He looks like a tight end. That's a 5-yard penalty on Colorado State.
For holding.
It's going to push the ball back 5 yards. Offside. I think it was offside on 69. Holding.
Holding on number 69.
Holding on number 69, Wesley.
Barry Wesley.
1st and 20.
Another Colorado.
It's a mistake. Good run to the left and nowhere to go. Stopped. Right in his tracks. Hawaii said no more of that. It is now 2nd and very long. 2nd and 23. 2nd and 22. Give it. Carter Samuels lines up back in a shotgun. He's going to have to make some magic happen. Going to have to redeem himself for the interception. Here we go. Ball is snapped. Ball's tossed to the right, and they pick up about 5-6 yards on a swing pass to Izzy. Izzy Matthews on the swing pass, 6-yard gain. But they play and make it a manageable, somewhat manageable 3rd and 17. Not really. We need a good play here downfield. Is it 2-down territory? Depends where they get to. If their kicker got good kicking game, we'll see. 3rd and 17, ball is snapped. Carter Samuels throws to the right, and it is complete. It is complete. Very short throw. Now it's 4th and 12, 4th and 13. Like I said, it could be 2-down territory for Coach Bobo and staff, they will bring out the kicker. They will bring out the long snapper, Ryder, who will be number 41 is secure. He's lined up.
Ryan Stonehouse.
Yeah, they look like they're punting.
He's a punter.
They're punting.
He's from Matter Day.
They're punting the football. Not good for the Rams to stall out, get the ball that far downfield. The punt is off and into the end zone for a touchback. Too much juice.
I'm struggling. What do you want me to do?
He didn't know. He doesn't know what happened. Well, it's not looking good so far for the Colorado State Rams.
I'm going to
take a step away. I'm kind of nauseated by the lack of offense.
I mean, yeah, it's lack of offense, but you have to give Dwight credit.
A lot of mistakes, though.
I think that's exactly what we said.
Lack of discipline.
But it's also, that's exactly what we said for before. It's like a big and avoid catastrophe. And I think it's almost, when people say that about an offense, it's almost like, just don't mess up. And there's also an implication of the fact that their biggest issue is just making mistakes. And that also speaks to all the penalties that have been put on Colorado State at their own stadium. I think it's frustrating, probably for Bobo and the rest of the team, when you're getting set back, not from your skill, not from, you know, your strategy or anything like that. It's just purely a mistake. It's something that's very controllable.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy to see.
But
there's a lot of football to be played.
There is a lot of football to be played.
And that's what's great about football. You can always bounce back, like Big Sean said, notoriously.
Well, you said, I think one of the biggest things is a matter of possession. And right now, Colorado State isn't really doing that. They're giving up a lot of possessions. They're not keeping the ball for very long.
They could use a really good outside linebacker like James Bates or Gabriel Means or something.
I agree.
Could really play the ball well.
Vinny Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman. That's where the ball is getting thrown at right now, at second level, very easily. Because it looks like the Colorado defense, you know, state backs are really dropping far, and then they're getting, you know, in those creases in the defense, like the run and shoot's going to do. Somehow they got to stop the progression of the wide receivers getting downfield.
But I think Hawaii in their secondary is doing pretty well, too, compared to Colorado State. Yeah, I don't think either of these teams are really, like, the epitome of defensive prowess.
Hawaii is doing good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, there's been some close calls for Carter Samuel.
Well, the ball is now lined up at the 20-yard line in the shotgun formation. Cole was having a great game. Ball is snapped. Good blocks off the corner. Almost got it, and it's thrown out of bounds. So great pressure that time by Colorado State. Getting pressure on the quarterback. McDonald looked like he had to get rid of the ball a little quick that time, looked flustered. Good job by Colorado State. There's a holding penalty, though, that time on Hawaii. Hawaii, like I said, Colorado State got very good pressure. Number 33 is bringing the heat, offsetting penalties, though. So they called, offsides. That is why he had such good pressure. I did not see. He got an early jump on the play. And McDonald is lined up once again in shotgun, spread out, running back shoots to the right. Here comes the run and shoot, and it is a run. 5-yard gain up the middle. Very good run. Who's wise running back? There's a couple of them. They use multiple running backs, I think. Beth is 31 or 21, I think. Looks very...
31, that's a wide receiver.
Number 13, Cole McDonald, lines back up in the shotgun. The running game's been solid for Coach Rolovich and the Warriors. Lined up in the pistol formation once again, and the running back slides to the left. I'm looking for a pass. Yep. And here comes the screen. nice job to bounce it to the outside and pick up yardage. There was nothing in there to the inside where he's supposed to go, and then he jumps to the outside for a nice 10-yard gain at the sideline, number 19 for High Heat. Great catch, great run to the outside.
JoJo Ward. He's a wide receiver, 5'9". Waco, Texas.
JoJo Ward from Waco, Texas, 5'9", makes the great grab. Hawkins says, man, he's got juice. Them Texas boys can run. And we are sitting here in the pistol formation. Ball on 33-yard line. Quick draw fake. Throws the pass quickly. Great release on this young man. Cole McDonald out of California. Somewhere in California. They're talking about Nick Rolovich's career Hawaii, man. He played quarterback in 2000, 2001, and had 4,176 passing yards and 40 touchdowns. Whoa. He knows how to operate the run and shoot. He is a master of offensive football. Lined up again, three to the right, one to the up, and they run the read option, and he goes absolutely nowhere. 5-6 yard loss on a play. Great penetration by the Colorado State defensive line, number 94, Phillips. Number 7 just had nowhere to go for the Hawaii Warriors. Oh, was there a face mask on that play? They missed that one. It is 3rd and 4 for the Hawaii Warriors. The Colorado State faithful are loud and proud as the ball is about to be snapped.
Keith Richard King and Ben Phillips.
All the time there's a delay. There's a delay or a penalty or something happens.
There's a flag.
There is a flag. That's looks like it might have been on Colorado State. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it looks like it's on Hawaii.
They called a timeout.
Oh, never mind. Maybe they called a timeout. It is 16-7. McDonald's meeting with Rolovich. They're talking about what are we going to do next against this Colorado State torturing so far this game. Can Colorado State come up and make that one pivotal play that they need to make to turn this game around to their team at home in their home opener 2018 at Canvas Stadium?
Let's talk more about Colorado's defensive line. We've got two guys from some of the biggest high schools that have the most recruits for them from Georgia. We have the guy from Grayson High School and Woodland High School in Loganville and Cartersville, respectively. These are big schools where, you know, it's big Southern football, and they're bringing that to Colorado State.
George Hilo's from the area, and Coach Bobo's from Georgia, so they have a lot of roots there to go recruit. That area and grab players, you know, especially if they, you know, like mountains and being high up in the sky. I mean, I'm high up
there. We also have
about 6,000
from Germany.
Feet.
He's from Germany. We have someone, he's an international defensive lineman, John Phillips Bombeck.
So that means Colorado State is tapping into the GFL talent.
He is.
The German Football League.
We've gotten submissions from Germany before.
Yes, I've gotten submissions. We get a lot of listens out of Germany. Thank you for listening to College Football Today and Scout Trout Radio. I appreciate it. Johannes Wildenberg, my Facebook friend, all the people from Europe that I'm friends with that listen to this show, listen to our live broadcast. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. We got listens from Australia. We got listens from China. I don't really know nobody over there, but thank you for listening. There is the AFL time. We have listens from Iraq, from the United States military. Thank you. We thank you. I hope you're enjoying the Colorado State versus Hawaii football game, opening game. It is 16-7, 3:59 left in the second quarter. College Football Today is ready to start the next quarter. We're going to take a break for halftime, start the next show up. Colorado State opened up here in 2017. This is the newest stadium in FBS football. And it's beautiful. Shout out to New Belgium Brewing. Shout out to tap and handle for the pregame party last night. It kept me asleep till 10 today. Woke up, oh, I got a game. Colorado College. All right. They got a three-man front, four-man. One guy coming up the edge from Colorado State off again. And he's going to dance around, and it's going to be a incomplete pass. Incomplete pass on third and four, which brings up a fourth and four for the Hawaii Warriors, and Colorado State gets their first stop.
Ursua was the intended target.
And it was thrown poorly behind him.
Yeah. Even he's a great receiver like Ursua. Needs a little bit more than that to make completion.
Anytime I hear anything, I think of Ursula from
Disney.
Yeah. And a nice punt, little rugby style punt down the corner, is not fielded and it is out of bounds. Perfectly placed. How you should punt the ball. Garden. Is that how you say his name? Garden number 99. He did a very, very good job right there on special teams on pinning Colorado State deep, and they tapped on some sort of penalty.
Stan Gwadian. He's from Melbourne, Australia.
Good punt, my friend. Yep, that shows in the rugby-style punt. And penalty, and it is going to be a TV timeout for Colorado State and the Hawaii Warriors. It is one of those games today. One of those games where, you know what? You never know what's going to happen. Little sloppy play on both sides of football in week zero. I mean, it is week zero, you know. A lot of holding penalties. A lot of offsides. You know, quarterbacks are doing a good job switching up the snap count. So they draw guys offsides for Hawaii, for Colorado State. So Paul McDonald looks very impressive as a sophomore quarterback. You know, KJ Carter Samuels needs to live up to that number one. So far, he's done okay. The interception is what's killing him right now. It's killed his team. Defensively, though, he's not getting much help. But we knew that going into the season. Let's be real. I'm not going to do my best Colin Cowherd impression, but let's be honest. Let's just look at the facts, which half the time for him aren't very, you know, backed up by any, you know, real evidence of it being factual. But anyway, you know, I heard Jalen Hurts did great in his second scrimmage for Alabama. I wrote a little bit about him and the Tiagova.
Tuga Viola.
Controversy, this really isn't a controversy, like y'all made it one, blah, 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 I heard Jalen Hurts. You know.
But we've talked about it so many times, but there's still, like, Tagovailoa, he's at the top of, like, every Heisman betting system. I forget which one it was, but he was 4-1 odds.
He's trying to play on.
He's taking one primetime game. I mean,
they're trying to play
Curtis.
He's Hawaiian, by the way.
So is his younger brother, who's also committed
to
Alabama.
Yeah. I did a comparison of him and Tanner Ripple. Tanner Ripple, to me, I mean, I love that kid, the way he throws the football. Alabama, Clemson, USC, Georgia. Who will represent the group of five? I did not know for the BCS National Championship. But the scandal, we talked about that for days, but the ball is placed now. This is dreadful. 2.5-yard line. Carter Samuels is under center, 1st and 10, throwing away on the 2.5-yard line. Not good. Ball is handed off to Izzy and stuffed for no gain. Not doing well up front for Colorado State at all. No movement. Not firing off quickly. They look like they could be nervous in the home opening game. KJ Carter Samuels looks rather kind of lost with the play calling coming in. Defensive line for Hawaii has played stout in the run game after starting sluggish. Another run play. Oh, it's a fit play action. Great play by Carter Samuels. He gets to the outside and he gets about 6 yards, 5-6 yards. Good run by Carter Samuels. Other side way to get up to the outside and avoid pressure. He looked like he was looking to throw it at first, and then he realized, you know what, there's nowhere to throw it. I'm going to take off and dip my shoulder and do what I can for the Colorado State faithful. That leaves us with a 3rd and 4. We got a lot of guys who look like Talamalu on the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. Run and shoot 5.0, 5.0, and Hawaii finds the ball snapped to Carter Samuels. He moves to the right, outside, tackled for, right before the first down. Great play by number 22.
And that's a fourth down.
For Hawaii. That was 3rd down. Now it's 4th down, and that leaves Colorado State to bring out the punter. So he has Stonehouse, right?
Is that 3rd and out?
Yeah, 3 and out. Third and out.
Now, you said before Carter Samuels was confused. I mean, that could also speak to his Bogle being loose if he is the play caller of his offense. And without him sort of taking a step back and also not being there, you know, for a while, like that, it's pretty evident that that's been affecting them. This is a confused first time on the team.
Brings us to a 4th and 2.
2 minutes left in the second quarter.
2 minutes and 22 seconds. That gets Hawaii. Why is it not good? Because it gets Hawaii. They needed to hold on to the ball at least a little longer. Now it sets up a lot of different ways for them to score. And they're bringing out the kicker. Kicker's warming up here for Hawaii, knowing he might get a chance to tap on 3 more, make it 19-7. But I know Coach Wolovich is looking to, you know, grab at least 6-7 points out of this, or maybe 8. You never know with him. There's another flag on the punt. That backs Colorado State up anymore. It is not going to be good. The ball already is now at the 49 after the return by Hawaii. Good punt, but, I mean, just she's backing up. There is a penalty. Who is it on? If it is on Hawaii, it was a 4th and 2. This could give Colorado State a 1st down. Coach Wolovich is unsure. Coach Bubble looks confused. No. And it backs Colorado State up. Will they take the ball where it's at, or are legal formation? Another play that was very undisciplined. Another mistake. Colorado State is young this year. Cole McDonald has just come out on fire. Here we go. We're about to see here in a minute. We are about to see. Can they get more points on the board? Cole McDonald's going to start out here at the 49-yard line. Looks like he should be the quarterback for Fort Collins with his long, blonde, hippie hair. 46-yard line, moved it up 5 yards. Cole McDonald steps up in the pocket, throws it. Oh, 12-yard gain. Oh, up the sideline, number 6, dances. Number 8, dances up the sideline. Number 6, wide receiver.
That's Cedric Bird.
Cedric Bird.
He's had a great game.
Very small wide receiver and very quick.
He's
agile. Great move into the inside.
A Hugo transfer.
Duco transfer, stiff arm, great stiff arm. He's out of bounds, about 15-yard gain at the sideline. Ball is now placed at the 29-yard line. The run and shoot, the reinvented run and shoot by Rolovich is looking unstoppable in Fort Collins. Another shovel pass, brilliant design shovel pass for another 8 yards to number 7, big fullback type running back, Faruta. McDonald is lined up back in the pistol formation, shotgun, and releases the ball and takes what the defense gives him. So what the run and shoot's notorious for. Looks like number 6, big memory, has blood coming down his head. Number 94, kicker Ryan Meskel is warming up. With a career long of only 29 yards, Hawaii goes, we don't kick field goals. We score touchdowns. What do we kickers for? Rivers kicking off for Hawaii. He's done a good job up here at 7,000 feet, kicking the ball into the end zone. Mile high. 15-yard line going in for the Hawaii Warriors. Cole McDonald once again in shotgun, looks poised, hands the ball off up the middle, and he brings out the all-Madden truck stick and says, let's go for a ride, young man. Number 7, Colorado State. Number 7 just ran into number 7 and took him for a ride.
Dayton Faruta.
Yeah, Faruta.
From Hawaii.
Yeah, just ran over number 7 for Colorado State, took him for a joyride. Said, hop on the bus. Ball is snapped. 7-yard line going in. It is a ball thrower. Incomplete. Number 55 is very disappointing. He did not make the interception, the big play. It could change this game and really gave Colorado State momentum going into the second half. But so far, they are not in luck.
Oh, Josh Watson nearly had the interception.
Right through his hands. I mean, he is going to dream about that pigskin going through his hands for the next decade. I would. I'm sorry.
You got to move on. It's football.
You got to move on. Yeah, you got to move on. Don't dream about it now. You might be throwing through your hands again, and you need to make that play. Let's go, Cole McDonald, 3rd and 1. And it's a quick,
Cole McDonald has
options. Once again, the beer option. Reign supreme, takes everybody out, 3rd and 1. They thought they were going to pound it up the middle, and Cole McDonald just kept the ball very perfectly after making a great
play. He didn't have a lot of impediments there.
He made a great fake, and well, really not. They pushed him down inside. God bless you.
Thank you.
And Hawaii scores another touchdown and is now up 22-7. An extra point will make it 23-7. With 28 seconds left in the second quarter, Hawaii now leads Colorado State Rams 23.
No, we don't have a lot of football. We still have an entire half.
We have an entire half to play, but it's not looking good so far. It looks like the energy is lacking.
Mm-hmm. From the Colorado State perspective, though, Hawaii going to that to the extra 2 points, and then in the process forfeiting that extra point, makes them at 23-7. So whereas it would have been at 25 or 24, that gives Colorado State an advantage because now it's only a
2-score game.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart. Very smart comment.
Thank you.
Much better than Bill Mance.
Does no one ever say that to Cole McDonald? That'll have fun.
Yeah. That's how I would respond.
Did his parents say that? It sounds like Cole McDonald.
There's a kickoff by Hawaii. And they're going to do a short squib down the field. It's picked up, and he's going to run.
Oh, wow.
Up sideline. Good play. Going to start Colorado State off very well.
Mm-hmm.
20 seconds left. Number 11. Seems to be the only playmaker out there today. Come on, Carver Samuels. Where you at? They're going to give you a number 2 soon. Nice inside start. And pop. Nothing. They left.
Got hands out celebrating before even got
they had no. Yeah, Colorado State left no containment on the outside. And can't have that. Now, we don't know if it was a scheme or the guy didn't do his job because the one guy got smashed down so hard.
Did he have dress on?
Yeah, he looks like he should be in Fort Collins playing quarterback. Number 41. I mean, the ball is on the 41. Going away. Oh, Carter Samuels makes a decent throw down the field, and it was even a better catch. What a catch. Nice snag. Way to come back and bend and catch that ball.
They
15
didn't
seconds left.
Like they would want, but they're rushing. They're hustling.
They do have 2 timeouts left, Colorado State. They choose not to use one now. They rush the ball. Spotted. Carter Samuels gets the snap. Makes a safe throw to the sideline and gets out of bounds. Very good play design. Very good up-tempo offense for Colorado State right now. 9 seconds. Left in the second half. Carter Samuels now is making that one look like it fits. Him. 39 going in. Carter Samuels takes the snap. Steps up in the pocket. Delivers the ball down the middle. for a first down, and the ball is moved to the 27-yard line. Will Colorado State burn one of their timeouts? I think they have to. Right here with 4 seconds left, and they have burnt their second timeout.
Hopefully.
They should have used one before. They're not going to be able to get into the playoff now. They should have used one right after that.
Oh, did that guy's jersey rip?
No.
They just stretched out.
And they will bring out the kicker to try and make this a 13-point game. Brian is known for having a very reliable leg from inside of ER. He also can strike from deep as long as 52 for his career.
Wyatt Brian is also from Colorado.
With the altitude help at 7,000 feet, he should have plenty of leg for this kick. We will be picking up the second half of our show. It is on collegefootballtoday.org and blogtalkradio.com. The ball is placed dead center for Brian, who hails from Colorado. 45-yard attempt down the middle. This is a big kick for the Colorado State Rams. That extra point could come back to haunt the Hawaii Rainbows Warriors. And the kick is up. And it has plenty of distance, and it is
no good.
Rolovich is celebrating, laughing, saying, kicker, go back to your hole that you crawled out of.
Is that really what he's saying,
Mark? I think that's what he's saying.
I don't know. Rolovich is that cruel.
As he drops off the field, it's like, oh, man. I know how football coaches feel about kickers. That's going to end the first half here, College Football Today Radio. We're about to start. We'll start the second half up soon. Dadgummit. 23-7. Colorado State decided not to show up the first half. Let's see if they can rectify their mistakes. Bobo can go give them a nice little talk about what they did wrong, what they did right. Fine. Stay calm.
Stop making mistakes.
Stop making mistakes. Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to pull my hair out. Chuck Noll would not be happy. All right, guys. We out. Catch us on the next second half. He's going to be on a new episode of College Football Today Radio. Hawaii at Colorado State winning right now 23-7.